Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Yes, we are. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever. Well, there, what I was saying, and although nobody heard me again. Well, I love technology. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio, and today is Monday, August 25th, 2014. Today we're going to talk about getting out of your own way so you can live your purpose and accepting who you are. It's a very different for me today because I started a brand new school year, a brand new school, and I'm sitting in the classroom where I'm not familiar with what's going on, what's available, how the internet's going to act. There's just a whole lot of things that are open for me to not knowing what to expect, and how to handle things. But you know what? Because I am who I am, and I know that everything will work out correctly, I'm just letting it happen. I'm letting it happen. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the audience. There's a couple ways that you can participate in this show. The first one is the chat room at the very bottom of the show link at Purpose Talk Radio. That is open for you for discussion. The other is over on the Facebook page at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And over there, you can put in anything that resonates with you, any comments that you might have, the same type of thing that you'd use over in the chat room of Blog Talk Radio, except stays there. Once the show's over, anything in Blog Talk Radio disappears. We close the chat room, it's gone. And when it's over on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook, it stays there. And then throughout the week, we'll come back, and if there's any questions, comments for anyone that's listening, archived, it is available there. Of course, if you want to listen to the show again on the archive link, it is exactly the same place where you're listening to it live. And I thank you for however you do listen today. Now, I know that the publicity for this show was a little behind because I didn't know if I was going to be able to have one today. Again, like I said, I don't know where the location was, what was going to happen in the new school and with the new class and all that. And you know what? It worked out okay. There's a classroom where we normally meet that doesn't have classes right now. Unfortunately, it's in an interior, so the signal isn't perfect, but hey, it works out. Again, being all that we are meant to be. And I'm going to lead you through this show today. It was a last-minute decision, and, I could put some stuff out on Facebook, like I often do, and said, well, what are we going to do for a topic today? And I had a couple suggestions, which is really kind of cool. And I love having my friends who are in the same both spiritual and mental path that I am to moving some things to positive and motivational, because that's exactly what Purpose Talk Radio is about. You see, what we do is we have guests who are living their purpose, know how they came to achieve it, and how they came to know what their purpose is, and then share some ideas with you of what you can do to live your own purpose. Today, you're going to get me as your guest. He said, with the topic of getting out of your own way so you can live your purpose, accepting who you are. I got a suggestion from my friend Beth Temple Holmes on self-acceptance and from Yvette Marie on purposeful thinking for a purposeful life and getting out of your own way, trusting God, walking your purpose as you walk out your faith. And both of those are things that I've learned to have for my own life, and they've learned for theirs. So hopefully along the way, maybe they'll call in as well. But you know what? Right now, you know, my question for you and for myself a lot of times is, can you look in that mirror? Can you look in the mirror and accept who you are? So first I want to tell you a little bit about who I am. You know, and I don't do that real often because I have other guests on the show. But like I said, my name is Cindy Freeman. I am a freelance writer, a graphic artist, Facebook coach and consultant, musician, one of the co-writers of that song, I Am Who I Am, that you heard at the beginning of the show, which is a combination of Jillian Clark, who is the vocalist down there, Rachel Martinez, and myself. So I'm a singer-songwriter. I don't sing that much. I let the girls do that instead. But I do some, and musician. And the biggest thing that now is part of my life is going to school to be a sign language interpreter. All those things piece together. You know, if I don't have a self-acceptance, if I can't look myself in the mirror every day and say, today's going to be a great day, and this is who I am, it's very difficult to go toward who I'm going to be. And there are a lot of days. It's taken me a long time, and I'm still not comfortable with it. I've had friends over the time tell me, Cindy, you need to be able to look in the mirror and say, I love you. You're doing great. And that is not an easy thing to do. You know, I challenge each and every one of you to be able to do that, to strive to be able to do that. You know, if you're anywhere near your bathroom right now, if you're in the archive, I will challenge you to stop this playback right now. Or if you're any place where you have a mirror, and do exactly that. Look in the mirror and say to yourself and address yourself by name, I love you. You're doing a great job. And mean it. If you have to look down the first time, look down and say it. Then kind of look up. Then make sure you really look yourself in the eye and do that. See what happens. You know, the first few times I tried that, I ended up crying because I didn't like who I was. And, you know, that doesn't mean we have to like everything about ourselves. Doesn't mean we have to like what we're doing at the moment or our family or our friends or our career or our whatever, da, da, da. The list can go on. What it means is that we accept exactly who we are, where we are in the moment. Yeah. So, you see, I challenge you to do that. Now, what is self-acceptance? It's not, I guess it's believing and saying that everything's perfect. What it is in the moment, taking on the challenge to accept it for what it is, for whether it feels good, bad, indifferent, for whether you as a person feel that you are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, if you are feel like you're supposed to be doing something that's totally different, or whatever. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that right now you're doing the best you can and wanting to do the best you can. So, you know, here are some questions. What, when you look in that mirror, who do you see? Do you see grace? Do you see anxiety? Do you see just a face? What do you see? And what can you do in the moment to change that if it's not acceptance? Just think about that for a moment. What can you do to change it if it's not quite what you want it to be? For me, it was going back to school. That's just a part of it. For me, it's learning to clear out physically some things in my surroundings. It is even learning to ask for help to get to where I want to be and to what I need to do. That is not easy. In fact, the hardest part of what I do in my life is to ask for help. Now, I couldn't see. When I was legally blind, I could not see what I was doing. Somehow a lot of that was easier. You know, I'd get up, you know, I'd brush my teeth, I'd wash my face, do that morning routine, and the mirror's right there. So I kind of have to look at it. You know, and no, I misspoke. Sometimes it was harder because I couldn't see. Because I could see this gray shadow of this person that I wanted to be, rather than the actual person that I was in the moment. You know, not having eyesight. And I've had this discussion before. You know, I still need a vision. I still need to figure out what's my next step. But it depends how I see it. So, a lot of things here that are different. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to play a song for you by one of my favorite people. Her name's Janice Danfield, and I hope you can hear this because I wasn't able to get it uploaded correctly to the show. So we're just going to play it over the airwaves from the computer. And it's called Asking for Grace. And as you listen to it, ask yourself the question. Not as if you're asking somebody, you know, as if you are asking somebody else, excuse me. Ask yourself the question as if you are asking somebody else. Put yourself in their shoes. Ask yourself, what do you see when you look in the mirror? Do you see who you are or who you're trying to be? You know, and even though you're scared, know that there's always a place that you can be if you ask for that grace. And, of course, it doesn't want to play right now. You know, technology, here we go again. Maybe I need a little more volume on my computer so that you can actually hear it. There we go. That's how that game works. Yes. I had turned it down because I wasn't actually using the computer on this time. So, here we go.
Yeah.
Yep. How do we do that? How do we ask ourselves for grace to continue on, to continue to be the person that we are? Now, I'm going to do a little bit of a guided meditation today. So, if you would take a few moments to get yourself in some place that's comfortable. Find a comfy chair or couch or lay down if you'd like. Or, you know, whatever it might be. We're going to go for a little walk with ourselves and see what we can find. What does our inner self, what does our powerful accepted self have to say to you? So, as we start, take a couple of deep breaths and then go into breathing easily as we walk through this. A couple more breaths. And relax every part of your body. We start at our head and work down to our toes. It's a little bit the opposite sometimes of what some people say, but this is the way I like to do it. So, imagine yourself in a nice cloud cover. It's massaging your head and helping you relax and rubbing at your temples so your mind can clear and you can, and you think of nothing more than this moment, than being in the moment. And then feel that comfort, the cloud, hands onto your shoulders and around your neck, comforting you and help you. Then move down your arms and into your hands. And gently rest across your torso. And you just feel everything relaxing as you breathe easy. And rest in the moment. Then go down the stomach area. And into your hips. Move your legs so that they're comfortable. You're not going to fall asleep or do anything like that. Relax your legs. Into the calves. And down to your feet. Wiggle your toes first. And then feel a nice massaging of your feet. Putting your feet on a pillow so that you're nice and comfortable. Totally relaxing. And then as we count down to bring you further into a relaxed state, Some of you know the colors of chakras, some don't. So let's just put it this way. As we breathe down from seven, think of red. A nice soothing red of the heart and the blood and our bodies coming alive. Six. Into the oranges and the goldens of life. The sunrise, the sunset. Five. The bright yellows, the sun, give us life as they breathe out oxygen around us. Three, into the blues. And the beautiful waters that give us life. Into the violets and the purples, the royalty that many of us know as royalty. And your spirit, whatever that might mean to you. And make that connection now. The spirit of your understanding that will be able to continue you through the meditation. And one, the end of magentas, the pure colors. And we're going to first of all take a walk. On a beach. I want you to think of where your favorite beach is, where your favorite waters are that you can dip your feet in. Picture yourself going there. Picture yourself being at that water. And look into it. You know, if you're standing in it, awesome. If you just have to look down because you're on the sand or you're on the rocks, look down into that water. And look at your reflection and notice it. Usually when we look in water, our reflection is not very clear. It's wavy, it's gray. It seems to move. It's not standing still. Because the waters move, of course. And the plant life in it moves. And water's constantly moving. And once you reach down and just lightly touch that reflection, just put your hand right across the top of that water, as if you're putting your hand across your cheek. And see what happens. You all know what happens. One, you're covering your reflection. Two, you distort the water so it becomes more obscure and hard to see. Your sea. So take that time. And just see what that reflection wants to tell you. What should you be doing? Look at it. And see how it makes you feel. Can you look that reflection in the eye? Can you make it change? Sure you can. You can stir your hand around in it. You can totally cover it. You can stamp your feet if you're standing in the water. There are many, many ways that you can change that reflection. Go ahead and do it. See what happens. and see what you think and how you feel about that reflection. About that person you see in the water. Now, put the reflection and say, I accept you just the way you are, just like we kind of did in the mirror before. And address yourself by name. I accept you, Angie. I accept you, Beth. Whoever, your name. And see if it's easy or hard to do. I suspect you're actually going to find that pretty easy. So now, you're going to leave the water behind as we move on. And I want you to head away from the beach. And find yourself walking along your favorite street. Find a storefront that you like. And stop in front of it. Look in the glass and see what you think. Now, how is your reflection? It still is not real clear. It's there, sure, a little bit. Depending upon if it's really sunny on that wind, it's cloudy. It's a clean window or a dirty window. You know, maybe the little kids have come by and scuffed their hands across it or made those little kissy face things on it. Those might distract you a bit. You might even cover up part of your own reflection. But that doesn't matter. See through them and look at the reflection that you see back coming from that window. Can you tell this reflection, I love you? You're doing a great job. For many of us, it's a little more difficult than it was in the water. Because that reflection is just a little clearer. You can probably see your eyes just a little clearer. You can see your hairline, your brow, your... Man, there's all these people around. I don't, can't do this. You know what? Ignore... Nobody else can see you. And say again. Your name. And I accept you just the way you are. I accept you just the way you are. on. And now you can leave the window. Hopefully making yourself relaxed. Pretty good mood. You really are starting to accept yourself for who you are. Wander along the way. And find another store. Find a clothing store. And go and put. And think of an outfit that would make you feel really, really good. Maybe it's something you dream of having. And I hope you find that outfit complete with your shoes, your hat, your guy, maybe your ring. What is the most beautiful outfit you can picture yourself in? Now, I want you to go find a mirror. All of you like that. There's no one right there. I see three. And go to the fitting rooms. Put on the outfit as you see it. Put on the accessories. And look in the mirror in that fitting room. And notice how handsome or how beautiful you are. Notice how you feel in that outfit. How your confidence soars. How your thoughts of yourself just soar. Every day you go into your closet, you can think of this outfit. Not in a yearning way or anything like that. But in a way that whatever you put on can make you feel this comfortable. Every day when you go in your closets or your drawers, find something that really makes you comfortable to be part of what you're wearing. If for some reason you can't wear the perfect outfit because of your job or what you're allowed or not allowed to wear at home or school or whatever, put something on. So look in this mirror of this clothing store. Look yourself in the eyes. And tell yourself how handsome and how beautiful you are. You are, you know, you really, really are. Say to yourself, with your name, I love you. You're beautiful or you're handsome. I accept you just the way you are. You're handsome. You're beautiful. I accept you just the way you are. And again, look yourself in the eyes. Look in that mirror. And how you feel. How elegant you feel. How worthy of that outfit. How worthy of being the person you are. I want you to picture yourself purchasing that outfit. Money not being an issue here. by every single stitch of it. If you think for some reason that you don't want to buy it, then go ahead and think of it as someone giving it to you. Walk up to the clerk and have the clerk give it to you. It's a gift. Because you're loved. And walk right out the door wearing your perfect outfit. Notice how other people greet you. You should be able to feel every single day. Because I bet you're not you're walking taller. You're talking smarter. You've got an air around you. Because you accept God's door. Because you feel confident. Now head off to somewhere that you frequent. Your work, your school, someplace. That's a normal routine for you. Picture yourself going in there, being a part of the environment, as you always are. And see how you feel, see how you're greeted. See if that changes how you feel about what you're doing and what is your purpose. Do you feel like you belong there, place? Guess what, it doesn't matter. Because you are where you're supposed to be. I guarantee it. In that moment, you are exactly where you are supposed to be. See if your coworkers, your classmates, treat you any differently. It doesn't matter how they treat you. It matters how you feel in the moment. Because you've carried that confidence right into that environment. So now I want you to go into the men's room, the ladies' room, and find a mirror in there.
Think of yourself in that environment.
And know how it feels.
To be happy at work.
to be accepted on your job and school. And take the time to look in that mirror again and say, I love you. I accept you just the way you are. Is it getting easier or is it getting harder to be able to do that? Because now you're looking in a real mirror. And you're needing to decide what you can tell yourself and what you can't. Who are you? Think now of the person you are. Whether you're in that outfit or not. Think of what you do in life and how you show up to other people. What does your life mean to them? I want you to consider the best part of the work you do right now. Whether it's being a student, whether it's having a regular job, whether it's searching for a job, it doesn't matter. What is the best part you can think of about what you do right now? And I want you to breathe very deeply as you do that. Breathe in the energy that is you, of that which you create in your life, that which you share with others in your life. And again, look in that mirror and say, I love you. I accept you just the way you are. Well, it's now time to go home. You know, say goodbye to your coworkers, your colleagues, your classmates, your whoever, wherever you are. You know? Because you know what? You're leaving. You're going home. Day is over. Work's done, or whatever that might be. You're still dressed in that beautiful outfit. That stunning, stylish thing that you've got on you. You're a class act. Still walk through those streets with your head held high. And head on home. Head home to the place where you live. Whether it's an apartment or a house or a condo or one room in a hotel. It does not matter. It's your home. In this moment. It is your home. I want you to look around at it. Is it as comfortable as you'd like it to be? Probably not. We all wish we had a different piece of furniture, or maybe a different color on the walls or whatever. You know what? I want you to transform in your mind that place where you live, again, into what you want it to be. I bet you keep a lot of what you have right now, at least as far as style is concerned, because those things are comfortable to you. Yeah, you might add a sleeper sofa or something. You might, you know, paint a rainbow on the walls if you had the ideal situation. But you know what? You probably have it very similar in style to what you have now. So think about that living arrangement. Look around and sit. So now you put the creative and the wonderful things in there. I want you to take them back out. Send them off somewhere to a storage so you're ready for them. And look at your home and say, I accept it exactly as it is right now. Again, yeah, you've seen the fancy stuff there. But why do you have what you have there? Look at your favorite piece of furniture in your home. And think of how you got it. What kind it is. What does it mean to you? You got it because you probably liked it when you first saw it. You probably liked it because of what it reminded, how it reminded you of something else. You probably got it because it was the right color. It was the right size. It was the right comfort. It was the right something. When you saw it, though, you accepted it. No questions asked. That's how you need to accept yourself. No questions asked. Again, just like that piece of furniture can become and be replaced with something more ideal. The characteristics in your life can be replaced with something more ideal. But in the moment, it's what you have. It is what you have that you can use to experience life. Think about it. Now, guess what? You know where you're headed. You're headed to the mirror in your own home. The one that reflects you every single day. Do you have a full-length mirror in your bathroom or in your bedroom? Find one. Or picture one in your home if you don't have one. Now look at the image in that mirror. You're still dressed in your beautiful outfit. You're still in the surroundings that you want to be in. And again, one more time, tell yourself, I love you. I accept you just the way you are. I love you. I accept you just the way you are. I love you. I accept you just the way you are. Now, I want you to remove the outfit and stand in front of that mirror in your birthday suit without the wrappings and trappings of the beautiful outfit. Without the coverage of anything. But the appearance of how you were brought into this world. I want you to think of what the world or what you think of when you see a little baby. I don't think anyone doesn't love a baby that's cooing at you or smiling at you. Crying ones are one thing. You know, ones that are laughing and smiley and giggly. You all love them, don't you? Whether they're playing in the bathtub, whether they just, even if they just wet their diaper, you know what? You still accept them because they're beautiful beings. Now, you, standing in front of that mirror, are just like a beautiful baby. You are literally to the raw person you are. You are the same person that just saw your reflection in the water, in the glass, in the mirror of the clothing store, in the mirror at work, school, or whatever your purpose is, and the one you get now at home. You are the same person. And you are living in the moment the purpose you are meant to live. So one more time, look in this mirror. Look yourself in the eyes. And say, I love you with your name. You are a beautiful person. And I accept you just the way you are. I love you. You are a beautiful person. I love you just the way you are. I love you. You are a beautiful person. I accept you just the way you are. Now, I want you to take that one step further. And say, I love me. I am beautiful. And I accept myself just the way I am. Again, I love me. I am a beautiful person. And I accept me just the way I am. I love me. I am a beautiful person. And I accept myself just the way I am. Think about how you feel now. Take some deep breaths. Take some deep breaths. How do you feel? Do you feel loved? Do you feel accepted? Do you feel confident? I hope so. Now again, a couple of deep breaths, a couple of relaxing breaths. And start bringing yourself back to wherever you are right now. And slowly start to move. If your eyes are closed, start opening them. And coming back. One, two. Going from the magenta to the purples. And the blue. And three and four. And think of the yellow, or the yellows around you. Excuse me, the greens around you. And the five, and six, and seven. And the yellow, and the orange, and the red. And the life-giving blood that flows through you. You know, you can re-experience all of those moments and all those places that you just were. Anytime you want. If something's not going right, you can come back to this meditation in the archive. If something's not going right, you can still tell yourself, I accept you just the way you are in this moment. And I bet it's going to change your attitude and your feeling. It's up to you. You have control as to whether you accept yourself or whether you don't. You have the choice of being exactly who you are in the moment and when you are. It's your choice. They say it's all up to you. And I know this was a long guided meditation, but I hope it really helped you to bring up self-acceptance, to get yourself out of the way so you can live your purpose. We all have a purpose. We all have a life. We all have something that we are supposed to be doing. So, of course, the affirmation today is what? The affirmation is, I love me, I am beautiful, and I accept me just the way I am. I love me, I am beautiful, I accept myself just the way I am. And I hope you're able to do that every moment of every day. So now I bring you back to the state of reality as we look at what else is coming up on Purpose Talk Radio. Next week our guest is Sally Ann Cast. And she's got eclectic little life that she's lived. Every day she lives her life in love and purpose, no matter what she's doing. Some of her life's very simple, some's very complicated, as she's a single mother. She has grown children, teenage, and not quite teenage daughter. Sorry about that. She's found herself changing her careers. She's found herself lifting up her family, her children, and moving across country with a few backpacks. because she felt that it was right for herself and her family. So that's what she did and hasn't looked back. She went from New York to California. And she'll tell you a little bit more about that. And since now I know that I will be able to continue this show at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK, I think we'll probably be doing that, and I'm scheduling some more guests into September. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or know someone who is living their purpose and would like to share it with the world and give suggestions to others as to how to do that, you can reach me at Cindy at Purpose Talk Radio, our website, PurposeTalkRadio.com. Again, Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. And you know what? If you have a product or service that you think our listeners, but that you know our listeners would love to partake in, yeah, I've got an opportunity for you there too. There's a way to sponsor the show. There's a way to be a part of this wonderful vision and this journey with everyone here. Again, send me an email. I'd love to talk. Or you can go to the website, PurposeTalkRadio.com, and check out the sponsorship tab or the donation tab. And I think that's pretty much it for this week. We have our song, I Am Who I Am by True Trinity, as we close out the show. That again being Julian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself, who wrote that song. Yeah. And as you go out this week, I hope you feel better about accepting yourself. And I wish you all soul blessings. Thank you for listening.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am.
Try this song one more time. We are who we're going to be.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.